Welcome to the Association for Positive Behavior Support, APBS, podcast. APBS is a multidisciplinary organization made up of diverse professionals such as teachers, researchers, university professors, administrators, family members, and consumers who are committed to the application of positive behavior support. The mission of APBS is to enhance the quality of life of people across the lifespan by promoting evidence-based and effective positive behavior support to realize socially valid and equitable outcomes for people, families, agencies, schools, and communities. Each of our upcoming episodes will feature speakers addressing the application and practice of positive behavior support in diverse areas. Hello, and welcome to the first episode of APBS Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to learn more about APBS as an organization and the mission and vision of APBS. My name is Muna Khalif, and I am joining you today from the University of Minnesota at the Institute on Community Integration. I'm happy to be here with all of you today listening. I'm part of APBS's IDD group, which is the Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Committee, as well as the Equity group to ensure equity and inclusion across all areas of our work. Please help me welcome my co-host, Dr. Jennifer Jeffery Purcell. She will share an overview of APBS as an organization. Without taking too much time, let's get ready to learn more together.
Welcome to an overview of the Association for Positive Behavior Support. For just a few minutes, we will be providing you with an introduction to our mission, vision, values, and goals. We hope that you find this presentation informative and commit to partnering with us to improve our association and the impact of positive behavior support on our world. The global mission of APBS is to enhance the quality of life of people across the lifespan by promoting evidence-based and effective positive behavior support to realize socially valid and equitable outcomes for people, families, schools, agencies, and communities. This mission is fairly straightforward, but has some important ideas that you should be aware of. First, our mission is global and across the lifespan. That means that we work to support the needs of all people, no matter their age or location. Our mission is also not to focus on decreasing problem behaviors, but rather to produce quality of life, socially valid, and equitable outcomes for everyone. We aim to accomplish this mission by promoting evidence-based strategies that can be applied at the level of the person, such as children, students, or adults, and in support of critical systems, such as families, schools, and community agencies. The vision of APBS is to provide our members with a reliable resource for all information about positive behavior support. Moreover, we want our members to be engaged with our association and the work that we do. We believe that your participation is essential for realizing the mission and vision of APBS. Our vision is to see that your engagement within the association is professionally and personally fulfilling. APBS has four core values: empirical and data-driven decision-making, authentic representation, ethical and fiscally responsible behavior, and commitment to systems change. One of the core values of APBS is that we will use empirical support and data for our association decisions. As researchers and practitioners, we know that you use data to make decisions with a family, in a classroom, in an agency, or wherever you may practice PBS. We want to reflect that same value as we make decisions about what we do and with whom we do it. For instance, we may use recent publications in our collaborative journal, the Journal of Positive Behavior Interventions, to identify invited speakers for a conference or webinar. We will use trend analyses like this one from the journal to identify current trends as well as unmet needs within our membership. Finally, we will seek out leading researchers and scholars to present groundbreaking and innovative content for webinars, conferences, and other venues. Authentic representation refers to APBS's commitment to ensuring that all voices are present, engaged, and respected. APBS is committed to impacting individuals and systems across the lifespan and disciplines. Traditionally, this has been described as a commitment to not do to, but to do with. That means that families and practitioners supporting people with disabilities, underserved populations, and people of color are given a voice and a representation in our association. For instance, APBS has supported board membership that represents families, individuals with developmental disabilities, equity, mental health, and international membership to make certain that all perspectives and views are represented and respected in board decisions. APBS is committed to both ethical and fiscally responsible behavior. We adhere to a set of bylaws published on our website. These important bylaws guide our practices and decision making. To ensure transparency, we publish an annual report on the activities of the organization, membership data, and finances. All of this is freely available to the public and demonstrates our sustained commitment to ethical and fiscally responsible behavior for the overall health of the organization and to the benefit of our members. APBS is committed to systems change. This means we believe in the power of problem-solving process to bring about change within individuals and families, schools and communities, agencies and organizations. Systems change requires that we examine the organizational structures, resources, and contexts that inhibit or enable long-lasting positive behaviors and outcomes. APBS is committed to equity, human rights, and social justice for historically marginalized and oppressed communities, families, practitioners, and students. Our work informs individuals, institutions, and organizations through systems development and strategies to disrupt interpersonal and structural forms of inequity, discrimination, and racism in order to promote equitable and meaningful outcomes for all. At APBS, our goal is to be our members' primary reliable source on positive behavior support. We aim for members to meaningfully engage with APBS in a way that is both personally and professionally beneficial. And for non-members, we hope you will join our organization. As we said earlier, we are committed to operating in an ethically and fiscally responsible manner, and we have created an infrastructure that allows us to be effective and efficient in our community decision-making and service to our constituents. Positive behavior support is a set of research-based strategies for all practitioners, which are used to increase the quality of life across all ages in home, school, and community settings. These strategies are grounded in behavioral and biomedical science, follow validated procedures, require systems change, and target important outcomes. Positive behavior support can be characterized by 9 core features, which were described by Carr and colleagues in 1999 and 2002. The first is comprehensive lifestyle change toward enhancing quality of life. When the environment and its supports are a good fit for a person, they are more likely to succeed and experience lasting, positive change in life. The second is a perspective on the entire lifespan, recognizing that meaningful change takes time and the best supports for a person evolve as they develop and their needs change across time. The third is ecological validity, highlighting a focus on quality of life issues in natural community contexts. The fourth is stakeholder participation, which emphasizes that people using supports and the people close to them are full collaborators on the team. They define what a quality life looks like and what steps toward that life make sense. The fifth is social validity, which addresses the evaluation of the impact of PBS. The person and their stakeholders determine whether sufficient change has been achieved and whether support strategies are worthy of continued implementation. The sixth is systems change through multi-component intervention. This perspective rejects the notion that a single intervention can turn the tide for a person, and recognizes the multitude of structural and functional variables in a person's life that must be addressed to achieve lasting improvement in the quality of life. The seventh is an emphasis on prevention, recognizing that the most impactful behavior change interventions take place proactively, setting the stage for learning new positive skills and minimizing the circumstances that have led to challenging behaviors in the past. The eighth is flexibility with respect to scientific practices, which calls for us to consider a wider range of data beyond the parameters of direct observation, such as qualitative ratings and interviews and self-report data. Finally, the ninth is recognizing the benefit of multiple theoretical perspectives for achieving holistic change in life quality. PBS is based on a foundation of applied behavior analysis and also draws important contributions from such fields as systems analysis, ecological psychology, and cultural psychology. Sometimes people use the terms positive behavior support, or PBS, and positive behavior interventions and supports, or PBIS, interchangeably. It is important to clarify that PBS is the term used to reflect the array of ecologically and socially valid practices with individuals as originally described by Carr and colleagues. As such, PBS serves as the broader umbrella term in the field within which the application of the PBIS framework occurs, such as application within school settings. APBS.org has a multitude of resources for learning about and implementing positive behavior support. For people less familiar with PBS, we offer three Getting Started portals for families, community practitioners, and those in education settings. You will also find introductory videos about the application of PBS in these settings. We offer an interactive tutorial to introduce families and practitioners to the basic features of PBS. You will find guidance for the application of PBS at the individual level, including standards of practice and practice briefs from the Rehabilitation Research and Training Center in PBS. And for members, we offer access to recorded webinars and selected presentations from past conferences. You can stay up to the minute with the latest on what's happening in APBS by following us on social media. Being a member of APBS has never been more valuable. In addition to being part of a worldwide network of colleagues in the PBS field, you will receive complimentary hard copy and online subscription to the Journal of Positive Behavior Interventions, or JPBI, and the quarterly APBS newsletter, access to members-only resources on APBS.org, including archived conference presentations and webinars, complimentary access to live webinars, opportunities to join regional, national, international, and thematic networks, increased opportunities for access to positive behavior support leaders and mentors, and reduced cost at conference attendance. Check out the membership page at APBS.org for more details about the range of membership types APBS offers. Just snap the QR code. Professional membership is for professionals working in positive behavior support in home, community, and/or school settings. Family membership is for parents, guardians, siblings, grandparents, or self-advocates not working professionally in the fields of positive behavior support. Family professional membership is for those who meet criteria in both categories and identify in this role. Student membership is for full-time undergraduate or graduate students, residents, or interns. And agency membership is for agencies working on positive behavior support efforts and includes three agency members.
This brings us to the end of this episode. We appreciate everyone for spending time with us to learn more about APBS. Upcoming episodes will feature diverse professionals, families, community members, to continue discussing topics related to enhancing the quality of life for people across the lifespan by promoting evidence-based positive behavior support. We will share details of upcoming episodes, conferences, webinar events, and much more at our website, APBS.org. You can also follow and contact us on our social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We encourage all of our listeners to visit APBS.org to learn more about membership opportunities to network with like-minded individuals. We are thankful to each of you listeners and co-host speakers.